This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, May 19th. We should get a break from rain Thursday, but the clear skies won't last long. According to the National Weather Service, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area. The wind will pick up and clouds will gather as the day goes on, as showers and thunderstorms are expected to return early Friday morning. It'll be mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low around 62 degrees. It will cost over $200,000 to rebuild a Vinton Park that was burned down this past weekend in an apparent arson, according to a video posted to Facebook by the director of the Vinton Parks and Recreation Department. The fire happened early Saturday morning, according to a news release from the Vinton Police Department. Vinton police and firefighters responded just before 3 a.m. to find the main playground equipment engulfed in fire, as well as a Vinton Parks and Recreation vehicle. There also was a trampoline on fire in the area. The playground equipment, vehicle, and trampoline were all a total loss. Two juvenile suspects were identified by police as part of the investigation, and charges are pending. Chief Ted Paxton said Wednesday the police department still is gathering information as the investigation continues, and police hope to have official charges filed before the end of the week. Mandatory masking is returning to local hospitals as COVID-19 transmission rates continue to rise in Iowa. On Wednesday, Iowa reported 3,847 new coronavirus cases in the past 7 days. Continuing the recent trend of increasing case counts statewide, according to new data from the Iowa Department of Public Health. Last week, the state reported 3,172 new cases, while 4 weeks ago, the state added a much smaller 1,063 new cases in a 7-day period. Hospitalizations for the disease have also increased for 4 straight weeks. As a result, after scaling back some requirements a month ago, both Cedar Rapids hospitals have recently implemented universal masking rules within their respective facilities. The upturn in new cases is driven by the highly contagious Omicron subvariant BA2, which has become the dominant coronavirus strain in the Midwest and the rest of the country. The next roughly $8.2 billion state budget is being crafted as Iowa lawmakers return to work Wednesday for the first time in more than 2 weeks. If all goes well, the budget should be submitted on time. It's a signal that state legislators are preparing to finish their work for the year and adjourn the 2022 legislative session. Still unknown is the fate of one piece of legislation hanging over the session: Governor Kim Reynolds' proposal for taxpayer-funded scholarships for private school tuition assistance. Reynolds and Senate Republicans, who passed the bill in late March, have been delaying the end of the legislative session with hopes of convincing enough House Republicans to vote for the bill to pass it there too, and to get it to Reynolds' desk for her signature.